Good morning. I'm Louis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. Joining us today is Daniel Carey Whalen. Daniel is the executive director of the Centennial Museum, right across the street from KTP and Cotton Memorial. A lot of things always going on at the Centennial Museum and the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. Daniel, thank you so much for being with us here today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Now, this summertime is a time when people like to go on vacations and the kids are out of school, museums, all that stuff, and a lot of people who may be traveling through El Paso or visiting, they may not be familiar with the Centennial Museum. Would you mind giving us a brief introduction to the museum?
Sure. So the Centennial Museum, we focus on the natural and cultural history of the Chihuahuan Desert, mainly the northern Chihuahuan Desert where we live. And so all of our permanent galleries and the Chihuahuan Desert Garden are kind of focusing on that part of our mission. We also focus on kind of student work, faculty work, as well as bringing in exhibits that are about this area, the Chihuahuan Desert, West Texas, and El Paso in general.
Well, not too long ago, and I think it was the last time that you and I spoke, you hosted an exhibit from one of our alums, Joel Salcido Reese, and his tequila project.
Yeah, so it was great. I learned so much about tequila. Personally, I benefited just learning about tequila and all of its history and culture. But it was a wonderful exhibit. It ran for the spring, and we had some science programming around it, how we learned how bats pollinated, for example, the agave plant. We learned about the history and culture of the tequila process. So it was a fun exhibit, and I got to drink a lot of tequila.
And people didn't realize, I guess, as you mentioned, that how much work goes into producing the tequila.
Yes, yeah. Amazing amounts of work. Just the plant itself is amazing. I mean, it can grow up to 400 pounds. These men are out in the fields cutting this plant and rolling it around the fields and bringing it into be cooked and to be processed, and it's a lot of work. And it was just amazing because Joel's project documented kind of how the plant is harvested and made into tequila, and then the culture surrounding it. Joel's work, he really saw his work as an homage to Mexico. I think, as I said before on the show, that in this time of kind of conflict, we're always hearing negative things about the border and about Mexico. And so it was nice to celebrate the culture surrounding tequila and Mexico.
That was just one of the exhibits, but the Centennial Museum constantly has, in addition to their permanent exhibits, you have different visiting exhibits. How do you go about selecting what exhibit is going to be available, and as far as, how long is it going to be there, and then promoting it?
Sure. Great question. So first of all, we have since we are part of the university, the Faculty Senate has an advisory committee that helps us choose. It's composed mainly of faculty, but also of students. So we have a graduate student and an undergraduate student on that committee, and they help us choose the exhibits and kind of choose the direction in which we go over the coming years. So most of our exhibits kind of line up with semesters. So we usually have a spring exhibit, a summer exhibit, and fall exhibits. And when I say exhibit, it's usually two. So we have two rotating galleries. So we're usually doing about six exhibits a year. And so, like I said, the advisory committee works with our curator and myself to kind of figure out what exhibits we're going to do, and then we put that process into, we get the ball rolling and set up the exhibits. We're already deciding what we're doing in 2020, so we're about 2 years out.
One of the exhibits currently on display now is Baseball on the Border.
Yes, that's our wonderful, fun summer exhibit, the history of baseball in El Paso. It's just been great. So it was a great community collaboration. We worked with Fernie Grotto, who is a local collector who had thousands and thousands of items that some people have never seen before, and we just got a small sliver to put on display. So we worked with local collectors. Him and Joe Gomez was another one of the collectors work with Special Collections and the El Paso Chihuahuas. We're a great partner. They graciously loaned us the 2016 trophy, as well as some uniforms. And so it was nice to work with them. Peter Schwartzbein, we worked with Representative Schwartzbein as an artist. He took pictures of the building of the stadium. But it's just a fun exhibit. The theme was really set by the graphic design. We worked with the graphic design graphic design class here. One of their students, Francisco Arrieta, did our logo, and that logo just set the theme. Like, everything that we did after that was based on that logo. It was kind of fun and exciting, and it's just a great exhibit. And who knew? We didn't know that El Paso's baseball history is so rich. It really spans the whole life of this town, and we were able to really find some neat moments.
I remember as kids, and I'm not sure if kids still do that, but I remember me and my brother and some of my friends, we'd go out and buy a package of baseball cards, that stick of bubble gum, and then have a rubber band around them. But one of those cards that you have on display is of a famous St. Louis pitcher here, Dr. Natalicio.
Right. We have a card of Dr. Natalicio throwing out a pitch. That was actually donated by Fernie Grotto. She's a big baseball fan. And it's amazing, all the baseball fans that kind of come out of the woodwork. We've just had so many people come to the exhibit and share their experiences of playing baseball, of, you know, watching baseball, going to the Dudley Dome. And we're doing programming based on it. We have movies. Actually, we're going to have a movie tomorrow night. We're showing tomorrow during the day. It's at 1 o'clock. It's a League of Their Own. So it's the movie with, I know Madonna was in it and Gina Davis. So that's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and it is free and open to the public. And we're doing another movie series in August 18th is Bull Durham, and September 8th is Major League. So we're just showing a movie once a month. We showed a movie in June as well, and it's just to kind of bring your family out, learn about baseball, come see a movie, and share your experiences and have fun.
Is this inside the museum or on the lawn?
This is going to be inside the museum since it is during the day, 1 o'clock, and we have the little Discovery Theater where we're going to be showing the film in there.
One of the exhibits that you all had last year as well really stood out, and I think it really touched a lot of people here because of relatives, friends, and that was the Bracero exhibit.
Yeah, that exhibit was amazing. That was actually kind of a reinvention of an exhibit that we did about 10 years ago. And that exhibit was, there were so many more braceros that were alive at that time 10 years ago. And it was just probably one of our biggest exhibits ever. There were lines out the door, I've heard. I wasn't here at the time. So we brought it back just because it was the anniversary of the Bracero program, which started in 1942. And so we just kind of brought it back to celebrate that. And luckily, we partnered with the History Department for that. And we also partnered with the Border Farm Workers Center, Sin Fronteras, and it was great. They loaned us documents and really established a partnership with both them, the History Department, and also CAMP. There's a program here called CAMP at UTEP. It's for migrant workers. I forgot what the College Assistant Migrant Program. Great program of students who are first-time students at UTEP that come from families. They might have themselves been farm workers over the summer and come from families of farm workers. So it was great to establish those partnerships. We're still working with all three of those organizations to do programming in the future and participate in the activities that they're working on.
You mentioned, of course, working with the Department of History here at UTEP, and one of the professors who has been very instrumental in working with the community and teaching the students about the community is Dr. Eva Moya, and I understand you're going to be working with her.
Yes, it's great. Yeah, I'm so excited to be working with Dr. Moya. We have a new space that we just opened up in December of last year called the Pop-Up Gallery. And the Pop-Up Gallery is a community space mainly focusing on the work of students. The last exhibit that we just took down a couple weeks ago was a student project. It was all done by students in the Museum Studies capstone course. We have a Museum Studies minor here at UTEP, and the students in that capstone course did a exhibit on some of the dresses, clothing that are in our collection. And so that's just a small space that we're trying, that's dynamic, and we're trying to get, you know, every 2 months or so to kind of turn that over. So we're having Dr. Moya worked with an artist named Diane Vera, and she and her social work students helped create art pieces that are about the home-free population in El Paso. So the Opportunity Center downtown, they worked with them, and they've created these art pieces that are on T-shirts. So both the artist and the home-free population that are down at the Opportunity Center, the artist would make some of the art and then bring it back to the people who are down at the Opportunity Center, and they kind of went back and forth in this conversation to create this art. And so we're going to have some of those art pieces up in the pop-up space.
As far as the permanent exhibit, because a lot of people who have been to the exhibit many times, including myself, I used to take my children when they were young, and now my grandchildren are coming down, so I'm going to take them to see it. But tell us a little bit about the permanent exhibit.
Yeah, so exhibits. We have there's four galleries upstairs. It's it's a biology, geology, paleontology, and anthropology. And really, we're just talking about the Chihuahuan Desert here. Why are we here? And I think it's really, I'm a historian by training, but I found that when you talk about heritage and heritage tourism, people who are coming through this area, you mentioned on summer travels, why are we here? We're here because of the geology. And so everything really begins on with that foundation. It's the mountains, it's the river, and there's so many neat mountain ranges, and the igneous and the lava, all these things are formed in this region. So that gallery kind of focuses on that. And we actually did a program last night with Dr. Aaron Valesco here in the geology department. It's our Nerd Night. We've been doing Nerd Nights since December of last year. And it's with the Insight Science Center. So it's programming out in the community, open to the public. It's for adults only. We usually meet in bars. Last night we were at the Border Burger Bar. But every month we do one of these programs on, yesterday was on seismology. So it was just looking at what are the ground moving things in this area. That it's a great tie-in to our geology exhibit, our biology exhibit. We work a lot with the biodiversity lab here. And then the anthropology exhibit is really about the peoples of the area. And we do work a lot with Dr. Carmichael. We talk about the Mescalero, for example. And so it's really a great way to learn about this area.
Before we know it, it's going to be fall and homecoming, and so a lot of people will be on campus visiting their alma mater, and a lot of them, one of the stops that they make is the Centennial Museum.
Yeah, sure, and excuse me. We have some great exhibits coming up in the fall. One is on World War II. It's called Rations, Rights, and Rivets, Experiencing World War II in El Paso, and that'll be opening in mid-September. And it's a World War II exhibit focusing on both the home front, but also on the war itself. And we're going to be paying a special attention to the men of Company E. There's been several books written about these brave men, the patriots from the Barrio, who went and fought in Italy and died in Italy to help win World War II. And the Italian campaign is often not focused on. But we're also going to look at Tom Lee's work in the Pacific. We're working with the Tom Lee Institute. But really to look at El Pasoans' experience abroad, fighting the war, but also looking at the home front, you know, looking at how people survived here, right? Rationing, working on women working in the workforce. So that's going to be I think that's going to be one of our more stronger exhibits because World War II is such a popular topic. The other exhibit is called Where the World Met the Border, and it's opening in October, mid-October. So I can't remember when homecoming is, but it should be around there. And it's an exhibit about the first ward in El Paso, so the history of El Paso, but looking at that early history through a global lens, that people were coming from all over the world to live here in El Paso in this frontier town in the late 19th century and early 20th century. So looking at, you know, the Italians and Chinese and Irish and all these people are coming into El Paso. It was really a melting pot. But it was not the traditional melting pot in that they weren't melding into necessarily American culture or Mexican culture. They're melting into, well, what we all know today. It's still this fronteriza culture. So this border culture that they had to adapt to, and a lot of them married, you know, these Chinese men, for example, married Mexican women, and so they create this kind of new melting pot.
As far as more information, Daniel, do you all have a Facebook page or a web page
Yes.
that people can go to?
We have a Facebook page. Is a great way to access us, the Centennial Museum in Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. Also, we have a website that we do post our events on. As I said earlier, we're always having events. Every 3 to 4 months, we're changing exhibits. I feel like there's always something going on there. So, you know, stay abreast and look at our website, the Facebook page.
Daniel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We've been visiting with Daniel Carey Whalen, Executive Director of the Centennial Museum. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.